Today's reading begins in Psalm 57, verse 1. Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts, the children of man whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory, awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Psalm 58. Do you indeed decree what is right, you gods? Do you judge the children of man uprightly? No, in your hearts you devise wrongs, your hands deal out violence on earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb, they go astray from birth, speaking lies. They have venom like the venom of a serpent, like the deaf adder that stops its ear, so that it does not hear the voice of charmers or the cunning of the enchanter. O God, break the teeth in their mouths, tear out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them vanish like water that runs away. When he aims his arrow, let them be blunted. Let them be like the snail that dissolves into slime, like the stillborn child who never sees the sun. Sooner than your pots can feel the heat of thorns, whether green or ablaze, may he sweep them away. The righteous will rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He will bathe his feet in the blood of the wicked. Mankind will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely there is a God who judges on earth. Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who work evil, and save me from bloodthirsty men. For behold, they lie in wait for my life. Fierce men stir up strife against me. For no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord, for no fault of mine, they run and make ready. Awake, come to meet me and see. You, Lord God of hosts, are God of Israel. Rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Spare none of those who treacherously plot evil. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. There they are, bellowing with their mouths, their swords in their hips, for who, they think, will hear us? But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You hold all the nations in derision. O my strength, I will watch for you, O God, are my fortress. My God in his steadfast love will meet me. God will let me look in triumph over my enemies. Kill them not, lest my people forget. Make them totter by your power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouths, the word of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride. For the cursing and lies that they utter, consume them in wrath. Consume them till they are no more, that they may know that God rules over Jacob to the ends of the earth. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. They wander about for food and growl if they do not get their fill. But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning, for you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you, for you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love. So Psalm 57 is a lament psalm, but it has a lot of focus on proclaiming the glory of God. And if you've got titles in your Bible, it states that this psalm was written by David when he fled from Saul and hid in a cave. And so you understand then when he states, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul take refuge. He keeps repeating a refrain in verse 5 and then verse 11 about proclaiming and praising God's glory. And with that in mind, he petitions for mercy, expresses confidence that God can and will save him. He describes his enemies, but always comes back to that praising of God. Psalm 58 is another psalm of David, another lament psalm, But this one intended for use again in an assembly or in a worship setting. He asks God for vindication against their enemies. He accuses other rulers of injustice, describing the actions of the wicked, and again asks God to destroy them. But when we get down to verse 10, he ends with the righteous rejoicing. And despite they have these enemies surrounding them, they should always be looking to God and rejoicing. Psalm 59 is also a lament psalm, but it seems to be a mixture between an individual lament and a lament that would be used for a group, an assembly. And the psalmist speaks for himself a lot, but he also speaks for the city of God. He asks for protection and deliverance from those enemies who lie in wait. He asserts his own innocence, and he compares his enemies to this pack of wild dogs that comes around at night and is never seemingly satisfied. And just like we've seen in the other two that focus on praise and the glory of God, we see the same thing here. He expresses his hope in God, asking God to punish those enemies, and then ends with a song of praise. Did you see the connection between these? This idea that even in the midst of difficult times with enemies going against them, that he would glorify and praise God. It's a great lesson for us that we need to praise God and glorify Him no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in. We need to be faithful and steadfast in our love for Him, just as He is faithful and steadfast in His love for us. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.